We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. They don't have much in common except growing up in Queens, but Governor Cuomo will try to reach some common ground with President Trump when they sit down tomorrow in Washington. At issue is the federal government's decision to cut New Yorkers out of the Homeland Security Department's Trusted Traveler program. It blames New York for not allowing access to DMV records. But the governor says, you want it, you got it.
I already said to the Department of Homeland Security acting secretary, I'll give you what you want. You want access to our database, DMV database, for trusted travelers? You can have it.
But only for those who apply to the program. The rest of the database with information on undocumented immigrants who have a driver's license would still be off limits. The governor was interviewed on Long Island News. It's the end of the line for the R42 subway car. It debuted in 1969, and New York City transit officials are on hand this morning for its final run on the A line. The R42 was featured in the 1971 film The French Connection. Two cars from that film are now in the city's transit museum. The Port Authority has announced a massive $3.8 billion overhaul is on the way for Terminal 4 at JFK Airport. The expansion will close 11 gates at Terminal 2 and replace them with 60 new domestic gates at Terminal 4. The announcement is part of a larger $13 billion overhaul at JFK. New York bail reform has just started, and there's already serious talk of making changes.
There has been a lot of pushback from the public and protest about the bail law.
Reform the reform! Reform the reform!
So state Senate Democrats apparently will reform the reform, but while they seem to agree they need to give judges more discretion as to who can be held in jail until trial, they may want to eliminate cash bail altogether. Bishop Fernando Rodriguez spoke at that rally in the Bronx on Sunday.
Crimes are shooting up. Our people are getting hurt. The sad part about it is people that are innocent are the ones that are getting hurt here. So it's time to reform the reform.
The bail law is just 6 weeks old. Looks like they'll be getting a reboot. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins in Midtown.
Another area of concern in criminal justice reform are new rules regarding discovery. CBS 2 reports that Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance is considering dropping some cases because of the effort it would take to comply with the new evidence rules. They require prosecutors to turn over evidence to defense attorneys within 15 days of an arrest. Nassau County Police have arrested two people in an elder scam, 25-year-old Tyshawn Redford of Roslyn Heights and 23-year-old Keyshawn Covial of Hempstead, are due to be arraigned today on charges including attempted grand larceny. Police say the pair called a 74-year-old man who lives out of state last Friday and said his son was arrested and needed bail money. They instructed him to send $6,500 in cash to a UPS facility in Uniondale, and he did. They say the victim later became suspicious and contacted police, and officers then staked out the UPS location and arrested the suspects when they showed up to claim the package. Law enforcement has warned about similar scams targeting elderly victims, defrauding them out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And a worker at a deli on Avenue X in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, got into a violent confrontation on Monday night. Surveillance video shows the worker arguing with a woman, and moments later a man comes into the store and slashes him across the face. The suspects then swiped three beers and left. The worker was treated at Coney Island Hospital. He'll be okay. Seba, the standard poodle, is the toast of the town after winning Best in Show at the Garden last night. She made the tour of the morning talk shows and will lunch at Sardi's.
The best in show goes to the Standard Poodle.
Yes! Black Standard Poodle Siba, the fifth Standard Poodle to win the overall trophy in the 144-year history of the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. A Golden Retriever named Daniel seemed to be the crowd favorite. A Golden Retriever has never won best in show, and Daniel was bested by Siba Tuesday night. Daniel taking home, however, the win in the sporting group. The reserve best in show, a no-point second place, if you will, went to a Whippet named Bourbon. I'm Jim Roop.
There was just one winning ticket in last night's $202 million Mega Millions lottery, and it was sold in Middlesex County, New Jersey. We may never know who holds that ticket because under a law recently signed by Governor Murphy, lottery winners are allowed to remain anonymous. The jackpot will reset to $40 million for Friday night's drawing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.